Lesson 110, 1 Corinthians chapters 13 and 14. Introduction. Paul taught the importance of charity. He counseled the Corinthian saints to obtain and follow after charity and seek other spiritual gifts. Paul taught that the gift of prophecy is greater than the gift of tongues and is given to church members so they can strengthen others spiritually. Note: prepare each lesson with students in mind. As you prepare to teach lessons, consider what outcomes you hope will occur in students' lives. President Thomas S. Monson reminded, quote, "The goal of gospel teaching is not to pour information into the minds of class members. The aim is to inspire the individual to think about, feel about, and then do something about living gospel principles." End quote. From Conference Report, October 1970, page 107. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Corinthians 13. Paul teaches about the importance of having charity. Before class, write the following scenarios on the board, or provide students with copies of them. Invite a student to read each scenario aloud and ask students to consider whether any of these statements describe them. Number 1. You frequently get annoyed and upset by the behavior of a sibling. Number 2. A classmate is rude to you, so you feel justified in being rude in response. Number 3. You feel envious of a friend's talents and accomplishments. Number 4. Sometimes you find it easy to gossip and speak badly about others in your priesthood quorum or young women class. What harmful effects can result from having these attitudes and behaviors? Invite students to look for truths as they study 1 Corinthians 13 that can help them avoid attitudes and behaviors that can disrupt personal happiness and relationships with others. Remind students that the saints in Corinth were behaving in ways that led to contention and division in the church. In this epistle, Paul taught that spiritual gifts are given to profit all and to help church members serve and strengthen one another. Paul counseled the saints to seek earnestly the best gifts. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 13:1-3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for an attribute and gift of the Spirit that Paul praised highly. What attribute and gift of the Spirit did Paul praise highly? Charity. Explain that charity is the highest, noblest, strongest kind of love, not merely affection. See Bible Dictionary Charity. How did Paul describe those who do not have charity despite having other spiritual gifts? Explain that the phrases sounding brass and tinkling cymbal in verse 1 refer to instruments that make loud or ornamental sounds. In the context of verse 1, these phrases can signify speaking words that become empty or meaningless when the speaker is not motivated by charity. Why do you think we are nothing without charity? How is it possible that someone can give away all of his or her possessions to feed the poor or willingly die for the truth and yet still not have charity? Explain that charity is more than an act of generosity and more than dying for the truth. Copy the following chart on the board. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 379 of Lesson 110. Explain that Paul described qualities and characteristics of charity to help the Corinthian saints better understand this gift. Divide students into pairs. Invite students to read 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 with their partners, looking for Paul's descriptions of charity. After sufficient time, ask students to come to the board and write Paul's descriptions of charity under the appropriate heading on the chart. As needed, help students understand each description. Who fits the description of all these attributes of charity? Jesus Christ. Remind students that the prophet Mormon taught that, quote, "charity is the pure love of Christ," end quote, from Moroni 7:47. Explain that charity can be described in two important ways. Number 1, Christ's love for us, and 2, our Christ-like love for others. Ask students to choose a few descriptions of charity from the list on the board and explain to the class how they are good descriptions of Jesus Christ. What do you think it means in verse 8 that charity never faileth? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "True charity is shown perfectly and purely in Christ's unfailing, ultimate, and atoning love for us. It is that charity, His pure love for us, without which we would be nothing, hopeless, of all men and women, most miserable." Life has its shares of fears and failures. Sometimes things fall short. Sometimes people fail us, or economies, or businesses, or governments fail us. But one thing in time or eternity does not fail us: the pure love of Christ. End quote. From Christ and the New Covenant, page 337. How can it be helpful to remember that the pure love of Jesus Christ will never fail? Based on what we have learned from 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8, what happens to us as we obtain the gift of charity? Students may identify a variety of truths, but make sure it is clear that as we seek to obtain the spiritual gift of charity, we become more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Write this truth on the board. Summarize 1 Corinthians 13, 9-12 by explaining that Paul taught why the spiritual gifts of knowledge and prophecy would eventually vanish. Paul observed that the knowledge available in this life is incomplete, and that we will gain a perfect knowledge in eternity. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 13, 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for three gifts of the Spirit that Paul taught would abide, meaning to endure or remain constant. Invite students to report what they find. What did Paul teach is the greatest spiritual gift? Students should identify the following truth: charity is the greatest gift of the Spirit. Write this truth on the board. What is the relationship between faith, hope, and charity? Faith leads to hope, and hope leads to charity. Based on what we have learned in 1 Corinthians 13, why do you think charity is the greatest gift of the Spirit? Point out Paul's counsel in 1 Corinthians 14:1 to follow after charity. What can we do to follow after or obtain the gift of charity? Invite a student to read Moroni 7:48 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Mormon taught his people to do to obtain the gift of charity. Invite students to report what they find. How can having charity improve our relationship with families, friends, and peers? Can you describe a time when you have witnessed charity in the way someone treated you or others? Consider sharing an experience of your own. Invite students to write on pieces of paper which descriptions of charity they feel are most difficult for them and why. Encourage students to write a goal regarding what they will do to continue seeking to obtain greater charity. Invite students to place it somewhere they will see it often and be reminded of their goal. 1 Corinthians 14. Paul teaches that the gift of prophecy is greater than the gift of tongues. Bring items to class that can be used to build a tower, such as blocks, boxes, cards, or books. Invite a student to use the items you brought to build a tower as tall as possible in 1 minute. Afterward, invite the student to be seated. Ask students to read 1 Corinthians 14, 1-3 silently, looking for the word in each of these verses that relates to the demonstration of building a tower. What word in verse 3 relates to building a tower? Edification. If necessary, explain that edify means to build up, as in to strengthen or improve spiritually. Invite students to look for a principle as they study 1 Corinthians 14 that will help them know how they can edify others. Explain that Paul addressed members of the church in Corinth who were experiencing the gift of tongues, or the ability to speak in other languages. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 14, 1-3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what spiritual gift Paul counseled the saints to seek instead. What gift of the Spirit did Paul counsel the saints to desire and seek? Explain that, quote, a prophecy consists of divinely inspired words or writings which a person receives through revelation from the Holy Ghost. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. See Revelation 19:10. When a person prophesies, he speaks or writes that which God wants him to know, for his own good or for the good of others. End quote. From Guide to the Scriptures, Prophecy or Prophesy. Write the following phrases on the board. Prophesy equals to teach and testify by inspiration. According to verse 3, how can teaching and testifying by inspiration help us to bless others? Using their own words, students should identify a principle similar to the following. As we teach and testify by inspiration, we can help edify and comfort others. How have you been edified or comforted by the inspired teachings and testimony of another person? Summarize 1 Corinthians 14:4-30 by explaining that Paul cautioned the Corinthian saints about the gift of speaking in tongues. Paul warned that if used improperly, the gift of tongues would fail to edify the church and would distract members from seeking more useful spiritual gifts. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 14:31, 33, and 40 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what counsel Paul gave the saints about prophesying. What counsel did Paul give the saints about prophesying? All, both male and female, may prophesy or teach and testify. This should be done in order, one person at a time. What truth can we learn about the Church of Jesus Christ from these verses? Using their own words, students should identify a principle similar to the following. In the Church of Jesus Christ, all things are to be done in order. Why do you think it is important for all things in the church to be done in proper order? Explain that Paul's writings in 1 Corinthians 14:34 through 35 provide an example of how he directed the saints at Corinth to maintain order in the church. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 14:34 through 35 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught church members at Corinth. Invite students to report what they find. Explain that it is difficult to understand the intent of Paul's counsel, since he clearly did not forbid women from praying or speaking in church meetings. The Joseph Smith translation replaces the word speak in verses 34 and 35 with rule. This word change suggests the possibility that Paul was trying to correct a situation in which some Corinthian women were either being disorderly during worship services or were improperly seeking to take responsibility to lead rather than sustaining and following priesthood leaders. Conclude the lesson by testifying of the truths taught in 1 Corinthians 13 and 14.